Spirituality.
Yes, I am calling to order the Otter Rock Monthly Water District meeting on 7/14 2026 at 6:01 p.m. Lisa, here. Eileen,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
and Rod is out, and I think Kylan or someone's coming. James is coming, so Verdantis is coming in.
Great.
We have Michael Miller, the Mullins, the Harts, and James from Verdantis in attendance.
And
Quigley.
Beth.
And Beth. And Beth.
Oh.
The faithful Beth.
Faithful Beth.
Yes. The very thankful, faithful Beth.
Amen.
Yes. Did anyone have any questions about Kelly's notes about the previous meeting?
No, they all look good to me.
Okay, I make a motion to approve Kelly's board summaries from the last meeting, which was, I can't remember, six
June
something,
15th.
June 15th. Thank you.
And the budget.
And the budget
Final
meet,
budget
can,
meeting.
yes. Yes.
Summary, yeah. July, June 25th. I'll second the motion.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Motion passes. Since we have no water operators report because they're not here, we're going to skip ahead and go to Eileen and the
Let me
treasurer.
just have a couple make a couple comments
Okay.
if you like, if it's okay, about operations, because I checked the meter stuff. So couple things. One, we the home up on Otter Crest, our Otter Loop, Otter Crest Loop, was showing signs of overage and stuff, but for some reason it stopped. We did replace the meter, and that it was still showing signs, but then for some reason it stopped. We thought maybe the homeowner found a leak, but he said he didn't. But Rod keeps continuing to monitor to make sure that when things are off, there's no flow. So right now things look squared. So yay. The other thing on the operations report was on the meter spreadsheet, there was a meter that for 2 months was unreadable. So I queried that, and they didn't quite know why, but they're supposed to figure that out. And so we're working on getting that figured out as to why they can't read it. Oh, actually, they did give me an update. They said the I gotta read that message. Hold on. They said, doo -doo 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 -doo, sorry. The screen is unreadable. So I asked for an update. He said it'll need to be replaced because it's actually broken or whatever. So I asked for, hey, okay. When's that gonna happen? There you go. That was my two operations updates. So they're going to replace the meter, is that what? No, it's just the screen. So Oh, I guess okay. it's a poor up, I don't know. They haven't come back with me because I said, okay, well, did you order one? And when will you replace that? Okay. So I haven't gotten an answer on that yet. Okay. All right. Beth is waving a finger.
Is it one they don't read with? Is it an analog meter?
No, it's not.
Well, then that's weird because they are usually using the wand to read it.
Yeah, so yeah, I'd have to, I'm pretty sure it's not an analog one, Beth, but I'd have to double check that.
You might just like contact Cody directly.
Well, so
He might.
Isaac's the one that does the meter stuff, but
Oh,
yeah,
Isaac is
that's a
doing them
good.
now? Okay.
Well, he's the one that's giving me the report. I
Oh
don't
no,
know.
he's in the office. Isaac's in the office.
Yeah, so he's the one that sends me the report.
I would suggest trying giving Cody a call or text him about it,
Okay.
because if he's doing the readings, which I usually see him doing it, so
Yeah,
he might.
my problem with the whole scenario is that I shouldn't have to. It was 2 months that they couldn't read it. So why? Why aren't they reporting that on the operations report and telling us what they're going to do about it? It was Powers on First Street. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an
Well, and
analog
then
thing.
supposedly, now the updated is needs new meter. Okay. So anyways, following up on that.
Okay, well, if they end up replacing the meter, it's probably still under warranty, just an FYI. So,
Hopefully.
okay. Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Yes, and because we don't have them here, and the
No,
who,
we ordered some
yeah,
pizza.
no, I know, but Northwest Natural, since they're not, I'm talking about the spring flow, because I've been asked that question multiple times from multiple people, who, and I don't want to step over any toes, and I don't want to do anything, so. If Rod could go ask Northwest National if we're okay with our water flow rates, that would be lovely
All right.
because
Okay.
I always get questions and I say, I don't have the information, so.
Yeah, sure. I can definitely ask Rod to check in on that and get. It'd be nice if operations was here.
Yes, I was going to ask him, but so thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
If there's no more questions, we go to Eileen.
Okay, this will be real quick and then we can get on with James. So this is the Treasurer's report for June 2026. Let's see. QuickBook register balance is $73,403.73. First Security ending balance $76,077.28. Uncleared $2,673.55. Total deposits in June $45,603.15. Withdraws $31,120. Reserve fund, total deposits $375.92. Register balance $114,717.28. System development fund, total deposits $327.71. Register balance $100,006.95. AR balance, negative $9,803. Current assets, $278,324.96. Current liabilities, which is our Business Oregon loan, $128,996. Payables to approve, $6,042.35. And payables to pay is the same, $6,042.35. And that is your treasurer's report for June 2026.
Does anyone have any questions for Eileen? No. Can I get a motion to accept the treasurer's report and pay the bills as stated?
I make a motion that we accept the treasurer's report and pay the bills as stated.
Lisa? Oh, I second it. Lisa? Yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next, I think we're going to leave it up to James and the infrastructure project cost estimate, email updates, all that good stuff.
Right, you just want me to take run with
Yeah,
that?
just James, if you would just tell us how you came about the estimate and I think that will work.
Okay. And I do want to probably just preface, and I talked to you a little bit, Teresa, about this, just in the sense that some of the things I'm going to be discussing, we're still in the middle of kind of grabbing a hold of. So we do want to schedule a meeting that is very specific to this conversation. and dives into all the breakdowns, dives into what we analyzed before versus what we analyze now, where we can do value engineering, and I'll get into that stuff a little bit. But today, I want to make it just clear that there's going to be some answers I'm just going to have to defer to that meeting because I don't want to answer in ignorance
Correct.
and give information that is going to be misleading in any way. We're in a situation that was unexpected, and we don't want to make it worse by giving information when we don't have the information. So I
Yeah.
just want to preface that you may have questions, and I'll answer them if I can, but there's going to be probably some where I'm just going to say this meeting we have coming up will address any questions, and I'm going to encourage you guys to send questions for that meeting that I can prepare and get answers as we go to that meeting. That way, I can make sure you're getting the answers you need instead of having them in the meeting and then me saying, okay, well, let me run some numbers and get back to you. That makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
So,
And James, if I may
yeah.
say that also in that meeting, let's discuss those two questions that you sent out about the spring and about, so we don't have to discuss them today. We will discuss them in that very specific meeting focused on design decisions and funding.
Yeah, and what's I'm looking forward to in this meeting in the sense of we can address the budget thing, but we can also, like you're saying, actually verify some of those design things so we can bring that completion to the 70% so that we can then have that next conversation. So we'll make this multi-purpose and then be able to move forward with everything a lot smoother. So
Yes,
essentially
what I
what
would also ask you then for that specific meeting, since we'll make some kind of decision, it's easy enough for the board to figure out a time when we can do this and run it through me and I can run it to you. If you could put what you would see as an agenda together for that meeting,
Yeah.
and that we know what we're expecting to cover in that meeting.
Perfect. Yep. Agenda for me. Okay.
Anything
I
special?
apologize. I don't have the fancy AI recordings to, so I'm handwriting these notes. I know it's archaic. I should have it. I'm kind of a technology guy, but anyways,
Okay, James. We're pretty old school, so.
so writing as we're going, but yeah, I'll definitely prepare an agenda for that. And again, I'll send out an email just asking for any questions you guys may have,
Perfect.
and take a look at the plans that we sent, and that might help you too. Because I would like to cover both at this meeting if we can, because we just really want to get things out the door for you and get you some deliverables and things you can look at. So, I can't, and this is what I want to make clear in this meeting, and this is something I have to dig into that I haven't had time because I've been developing our new estimates. I cannot really give you a basis for the original estimate. I did not develop the
Ah,
original
yeah,
estimate.
sure.
But I want to dig into that a little bit so I can give you some more background on that, why there's
Okay.
such a difference between the two, and that I'll have a lot more information as we move forward in that, to give us some light
Yeah,
to that
and we're gonna
situation.
need that when we submit the amendment request to FEMA. We're gonna need the why.
So I can address a couple things I already know for a fact off the top that I know added cost. One is inflation, and we knew that going into it. We knew over the last 2 or 3 years construction prices have just skyrocketed. Have they skyrocketed 300%? Probably not. So there are other factors. I know an additional factor is as and this is something where in the next meeting I'm going to have all these things drawn out. Here's what you guys prioritized. Here's what it's going to cost you. In other words, when you guys said, hey, we want a minimum of 35 PSI, well, that comes with a needed booster station. You
Another
can't do the
price.
archaeology of the take without boosting the system. Okay, so there's a price tag to that. And here's something I'm digging into right now as well. We, in that booster station, we don't just have a booster pump for the distribution system to increase the pressures. We have a fire flow pump because we need that. When I ran the model, reran the model, because again, I wanted to own the model because I didn't develop it. So I went back through, and when we increase the fire flows, we need a fire flow pump in our pump station. When we lowered the tank, when it was where it was at, it wasn't an issue. Where it's at now, it became an issue.
Okay.
But that said, so that is an increase in cost that was not expected before. The pilings was not expected. We assumed we were
Sure.
just going to build a tank. The retaining wall was not expected. We knew we were going to do retaining wall, but not as big of one because we're now dropping the tank. So there's
Right.
all of these things that got added with the tank adjustment that, again, we knew inflation happened. We knew these other things happened. We knew they were going to come with a cost. We did not expect it to be as high as it is, and which is why I'm still going to dig in and make sure there isn't any other issues that caused that. But I know, like I said, off the top, there are these items. But again, there's things that we're doing value engineering, right? We know we're at 5.5, which is well over the 1.5. So now we're looking at what can we pull back. We're kind of rolling in a Rolls Royce. Do we want to pull back? So one of those things that we talked about was, again, we've got a control building right now as we priced it out, and a pump station building. Do we need two buildings? Do we even need a pump station building? And so those are the things. I'm getting more quotes. I'm getting updated quotes on very minimalistic enclosures for this package pump station, right? So we could
Yeah,
have.
Rod went and took a Rod went and looked at our current enclosure, and it definitely needs to be replaced.
Yeah, and so whatever we do, it's going to be new, but it's do we want basically just a fiberglass encasing that has a heater and make sure stuff isn't freezing, and a light in it, or do you want a building? And
Yeah.
those are things, as we tie in the funding into that, maybe there is funds to do the project as we originally quoted, which would be amazing, because then you have a nice control building, you can walk in it, you have all the clearances, everything's accessible. But that's when we pull them in, we'll have those conversations. But I've also reached out to the fire department to make sure we're not over designing it. So
Okay.
typical in a commercial area is 2000 GPM. But your commercial area is pretty small. There's not a
Yes.
lot going on there. So
Right.
I looked at kind of the sizes of the buildings and typical requirements, and it's right where it could land at 1500, it could land at 2000. So I reached out to the fire district. And they haven't gotten back to me yet, but if they tell me they don't need 2000 and they only need 1500 in that commercial zone, to the west, then what's crazy is just that 500 GPM actually removes the need for the fire flow pump.
Oh,
So
wow. Okay.
it's everything, because your pressures are so low, every little change makes a big difference.
Okay. All
So
right.
right now, with the system without a pump, we have about 1550 GPM in that commercial area. So if the requirement is 1500, we're okay. The requirement is 2000, we're short and we need a pump.
Okay.
So again, there's all these things right now that we're kind of holding up in there, spinning around. We're having to get the details, because we're going to save every penny we can at
Sure.
this point for the design. So basically, how did we develop the estimate? We just went through these components, right? We've got a tank. We used, for basis of the tank price, we used a tank we bid a year and a half ago. Same exact tank, mostly same exact components on the site. You have your flow meters, you have your level transducers, you have your seismic flex joints, and your actuated valving, all the same stuff. Control building. So that was our basis for the tank. The basis for the pump stations were quotes from suppliers, and then backed up by AI. Yes, I do use hand-drawn stuff, but we use AI quite a bit in our office. So we made sure that it made sense, and we double-checked with AI. Essentially, we got a quote from a
Sure.
supplier and double-checked with it. So we had two pump stations, the upstream and the downstream, which again, the downstream may not be needed, and that would be great. We went, and again, we looked. We typically use prior bid tabs. So the chlorination system, we used a standard bid tab. That one was out of California, but there's a Again, we're double checking our pricing,
Sure.
but we're using our bid tabs as a basis. So, and that's pretty much how we broke every component down. Same thing with the distribution. I went through after we looked and we got the big number. I'm like, well, maybe our scheduling's mixed up, right? We have two different projects. Maybe I've got too much piping on this project, and that's actually should be in the other one. I double checked that's not the case. It
Okay.
is the price we're at. It
Okay.
is Schedule A. It's everything on the main loop. It's on Otter Cross Loop Road and in the main loop, first to third with C. So those are prices that are not going to move. We can't really value engineer that. It is what it is. It's a pipe,
Yeah.
a
I mean,
fuel
that
tank.
to me, that looked like inflation increase, you know. So that one really didn't surprise me. That's kind of where I'd hoped everything had gone, but I knew
Yeah.
it wouldn't for sure because of having to add the pilings and then the retaining wall and the pump stations, et cetera, et cetera. So,
It
you
really
know,
snowballed. It really
yeah.
did. There was a lot of things that are now a part of it that were never considered a part of it.
Right.
And again, I'm gonna do my best to get you guys a breakdown as to some of those, how that looked. We were trying to just verify our estimate, so we didn't have time to go back to the other one. I haven't even looked at the previous other one to give you any information, but we will
Yeah, I mean,
discuss
really,
that.
the reason why we need such a focus on validating all of that is for the sake of the FEMA request, because
There is.
we have to prove why we need more money.
And where our estimates coming from back at this point, we absolutely have documentation for our numbers for our pump
Right.
stations. I just got off the phone today with our pump rep, and he said he's going to get me one this week. So I don't know
Great.
exactly when his, but we went through the whole thing. And again, we're going to try and provide you, because we don't know what the funding's doing, right? They may say we have those funds. Great. And then we can still do those things. So they're sending me quotes of baseline as cheap as we can get it, and then kind of that mid grade. I'm assuming you don't want to do
Perfect.
top tier stuff. Like, I don't know that there's a
No,
price,
unless this, I mean, you know, it's,
but
I want to do what I believe, you know, and of course, I don't expect to be speaking for everybody, but I want to do what's reasonable for our community. These are still tax dollars. We don't want to overspend just because the dollars
absolutely.
are available. We want to meet the need of the community.
So, and that was kind of when I was asking for quotes, where my head was at. Let's get middle
Right.
grade, which is going to be more maintenance free, or at least accessible. There's going to be ease of maintenance. Let's look at the bottom dollar. What are we really gaining for that cost? And let's just leave the super fancy bougie stuff for the bougie.
Yeah, for those big communities that need something
Exactly.
like that.
So the breakdown was, that's kind of how we broke it down. We basically took each component, we used prior bid tab, and then double checked with using just current pricing in general through AI sources and data logging.
Great.
And again, that's all documented. And so we'll be able to, like I said, dive into that a little bit deeper the next time. But Kevin and I, like I said, we talked, we went through it. It was actually higher than that. We did initially, I had a redundant fire flow pump. So we had two fire flow pumps in the pump station, because redundancy is always good, but it did add some costs. So we got rid of one of those. We looked at the building. So that 5.5 is with, not with a full constructed stick building. That is with a cheaper enclosure.
Okay.
But I'm excited about the quote we're going to get from a Precision Pump, because they said they're going to break it all down for us. They're going to
Oh,
actually give us
excellent.
examples of the enclosures and the cost for each.
Oh, perfect.
So they're a great company to work with, and so we'll have that, and I'll be forwarding that all that to you guys as we go.
Sounds great.
So I don't know if is there any other specifics that you were curious about the estimate, or did that answer some of those questions?
Yeah, no, that answered the questions I had. You know, I just needed to, you know, have something in my head, wrapped around my head on how that process took place and where we're at with it. And 'cause certainly, you know, the next steps is going to be engaging with FEMA, well, OEM, to get the FEMA fund.
And again, hopefully, so I thought, and again, forgive me, because I was out of the office all day. I was working elsewhere. I thought I saw an email about something about
You did.
talking to funding and them saying they may have funds.
Yes. So, you know, that Lisa has a question, so I'll let her ask her question first and then I'll
Oh,
follow up
okay.
with that.
Can I mention this new number to Business Oregon people about, because we have a meeting about the cost share and stuff like that, and I just want to be transparent that it's going to be the new
Yeah, I
number
would
plus
actually mention
maybe
the
more.
6.5. I would actually mention the 6.5 number.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I just wanted them to know that if
But
everyone was
keep in
comfortable with
mind
that.
too, Lisa, that's just the line item for construction. So there's still other FEMA line items. So the FEMA request is going to go above and beyond 6.5 because it's the other line items as well that will be in there.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to have to ask more
Okay.
for more money from Business Oregon. We're going to have to
Right.
ask for a no-cost extension from them or a pop extension from them. So
Right.
yeah, but I just wanted to know that if I could mention that figure without
Yes,
anyone else.
absolutely. Let's start that dialogue with them.
Yeah, because if they can't do it, then obviously we're going to have to.
Figure it out or
Yep.
whatever. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, because now 10% of, six, 7 million
6.5.
is a little bit different than 10% of 2 million.
And Lisa, and I don't know when you're planning on speaking to them, but
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 2:30.
oh, perfect. So if you could let me know kind of the results, so our next meeting I can throw on the agenda. Like if they say they can only bump it 1 million, right? That gives us 2.5. Then that gives me a target to say, hey, we can't do this, but we could maybe do this, and maybe give some options. Because at that point, 2.5 is not cutting. You're not getting everything. So just to maybe throw out some options. And again, that's where if we can get someone from the funding agency in that conversation and in that meeting, it would be important. Because they may say, hey, James, we can't split it like that. And then okay. So I think it would be important to have someone in that meeting. But if I knew kind of where their cutoff was, if it's not, hey, we can cover that, that would probably help me
That
set
would
up
be
some
the
options.
dialogue that we'd have to have too as a board, James, because I mean, we can't really compromise the system because,
Right.
significantly if we can't, we might have to figure out a different way to pay that cost
Okay.
share. Do you agree, Lisa?
Yes, and I don't think Business Oregon is going to tell me yes or I mean, I think they're going to be I don't think they're going to have an answer tomorrow. I
No, I
mean,
just.
obviously they have to, take it up the food chain, and obviously, we're going to have to fill out the forms that they want. But they have been asking for months for a, we know it's going to be more money, so here it is, boys
Here
and girls.
it is. You asked for it. Here it
Chew it up.
is.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more of a vibe, but yeah, we can wait till we have the information we need and just keep that meeting targeted on steps forward. And assuming we can't, one way or another, we can get the funds we need, I guess that works.
Great. And James, you're welcome to, if there aren't any more questions, you're welcome to bag out. But
Okay.
I would like to connect with you so you and I and Shannon can meet so we can
Okay.
talk about next steps. Because, yes, Shannon says there are funds available, but it's first come, first serve. So,
Absolutely,
we
yeah.
want to get our amendment request in as soon as possible so that we can secure those funds. I
Perfect.
mean,
I
I
am
was just
very, oh,
floored
go
by
ahead.
that.
I
Okay,
know
we need
that.
an extra 5 million. All right.
I was not
Just,
expecting anything. I was very, when I saw that, I was like, that's amazing. That,
I thought so too.
wow.
So,
So
if
I'm
you can,
very available. So just let me
okay.
know when you're available, and we'll, it's
Okay, well,
really you and
Shannon
Shannon. I can
has,
make it.
tonight, I will look at Shannon's, because he's got,
Right,
where
his
I can just look
calendar.
to see on his calendar what's available. And so I'll throw out some times to tonight, and you tell me which one works best for you, and
Perfect.
we'll make it happen.
Perfect. We will do that.
So I told him that we would hope to connect with him this week.
I love that. That'll get us
Okay,
some
great.
traction. I
Excellent.
do want to thank you guys for your patience on this. I know that was a big shock. But we'll get through it, and it's all gonna work out. But I just want to say thank you for your patience and understanding.
Hey, try to get to bed earlier tonight.
I am trying. I'm just failing miserable. Miserably. All right. Well,
Yeah,
you
I
guys have
guess
a good
so.
evening.
You too, James. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So, next on the agenda is the property management update because it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, the project management
Oh, yes, project management.
update. Property management update. So, I'm not sure why James is still showing. Hold on a second. I gotta pull some stuff up. I did get a. Hold on. So I did get a quote from Northwest Natural that was competitive. I'll just put it that way. One of the things I had made an error with is when I first considered Verdantis's project management scope of work quote, I didn't take into account that there was actually two quotes, one for task A and one for task B. So Verdantis's total cost for project management is $250,000. That's significantly higher than I thought, because I thought I just looked at the one and it was 150K. And so Northwest Natural is competitive. So based on that, I want to go out to bid for that. You know, I want to do the formal thing, which means we've got to get three bids and, you know, I'll comply with all of who's ever, you know, OEM's requirements and Business Oregon's requirements and FEMA's requirements to go out and do that bid process.
And you want to do that before we've got this design review?
Yeah, that doesn't really I'm not in I'm we're not going to go into construction until next year. I mean,
Right.
that's just going to be the way it is. Not because design won't get done before then, but because all the construction companies have their jobs lined up now, you know, for this year.
Sure.
So, you know, we're not getting on anyone's unless the sky would fall. So I don't expect us to get to start construction until next year. So we have time. So not, you know, it's not that urgent. Originally, I just wanted someone on board so that with design review and that kind of thing, they could participate. And I was quite pleased with Northwest Natural's response to the RFP. You know, it was pretty thorough. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it or if you have any questions,
Did you send
but
it out, Teresa?
I did. Pretty sure I
Okay.
did.
I was just wondering if they needed that in order to give you a quote, but obviously not.
Well, I gave no, they don't.
Okay.
If you look at the RFP, it defines the scope of work, and
Oh,
based on
okay.
the RFP is how it gets quoted.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
you know, and they did do it by the hour, you know, still. They had done it initially just very flippant by the hour, and I wasn't happy with that. So I asked them for a better detailed response, et cetera, and they did a good job. So I was pretty pleased with that. There's a little change, like one of the changes I would expect them to do on their quote is, even though they said in email that it's included, going and submitting the refund requests for FEMA and OEM, it's not actually documented in their quote. So of course I would want that documented before we'd sign any contract with them. And then Lisa, I mean, of course I agree with Lisa. Lisa and I have been chatting a little in email. We're not going to go into contract with anyone without getting a contract created by our lawyers. You know, I'm not a contract person. I couldn't do that. So once we get to that point of saying, hey, we want to contract you, then we'll come up with a contract that's approved by our lawyers that will include all the requirements that are going to flow out of OEM and FEMA and Business Oregon. I haven't made a list yet of what those requirements are, although Shannon gave me a good list, and Emily and those guys are really great to work with, so I know we can get there. But what I had talked to you guys about before was, and I didn't think Northwest Natural was going to be competitive. So I thought, well, let's just do it just to be sure. You know, I wasn't just choosing Verdantis because it was easy, right? Because we wouldn't have to go through all this if we went through Verdantis, because they're our engineer under contract. But it's $100,000.
Difference?
I think it's kind of worth the effort.
The difference, Teresa.
Yeah, the difference is $100,000.
Oh.
Yeah. And even if, like, say, because they say this is about 6 months worth of work, because that's what everyone's been telling us, that it's 6 months worth of work. Okay. Even if it goes over, if you take that 100K that they're, it's $150,000 savings, because if you take the 100K that they're projecting as far as a cost, you know, we're talking over a 6 month period, you're talking 15K a month. Well, the project would have to go 10 months long to end up being the same cost of what Verdantis quoted us. Now, I haven't went back to Verdantis and said, "Hey, give me a new quote." This is
I think,
the quote from way back when,
yeah,
right?
that's
This is
what
why
I
I
would
told them to
suggest.
take it
Yeah.
So there's a lot still turning on that. I just want to kind of give you the update and say, "Hey, I think it's, $150,000. I think it's worth our while to move forward, do this the way we need to do it, go out for bid, and which would include Verdantis, and hopefully, like we have to post the job on a specific Oregon state law website. So, we'll see what comes out of it."
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we need to add the Business Oregon contract terms to the RFP? Because some of them are very strict and
No, well, they have to be in our what we have to do, Lisa. I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because when we contract with them, it all has to be there, right? So we might have to have that dialogue, or we might have like Emily had a good feedback, and so I agree. Anything that we think would cause more cost on their part, not just a process that they'd have to follow, but cause more cost on their part, we need to include in the RFP.
like
So
the
as
steel
we
and
develop this and put it out officially, what I would end up doing, of course, is saying, "Hey, we've got an updated RFP. We need to make sure these line items are in there. This, including we will work with Business Oregon and FEMA for the reimbursement process," right? So, we could always go back to them and say, "Redo it." But I still expect it to be, I still expect it to be significantly lower than Verdantis if Verdantis sticks with their quote. Anyways, that's where I'm at. Wanted to give you an update on that. Lisa's gonna help me.
I am.
We're gonna figure out, what all those line items are that we have to have for to do this right for FEMA and do this right for OEM and Business Oregon.
Well, it sounds like you've got some good help with Shannon and Miss Emily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that they can kind of guide you. So,
Yep.
and it certainly helps that you've got a background in this, Teresa. So.
Well, not in procurement, honestly. I mean, I worked for a very big company. I didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah. Okay.
I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah. Well,
I know enough to know I need to be compliant.
you sound really good. So,
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm like, what? I gotta do what? I need help, Lisa.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So the next step here is you're going to get with James and Shannon, and then we're going to have a specific meeting to discuss this stuff.
Yes, right.
Okay.
So the next step is I 'cause Shannon was awesome today. Oh man, I was just like so grateful. He's like, "Oh, Mr. Cool, yeah, we got money." But he said, so we know we've got to go through this whole amendment process and that, and we as a board need to agree to that because we're then, committing to that 10%, et cetera, et cetera. So yes. So James and Shannon and I will get together. And what Shannon wants is, "Hey, ballpark, high figure, what do we need?" So that he can put that up his chain and say, "Hey, we're going to be coming with an amendment, and this is what we're going to need." So it'll just be planted up there so that, yeah. So that's why I want to like get that done today, this week, so that Shannon can get that up his chain, and then we'll get very specific, and then I think that we have to bring it to the board to say, "Okay, this is the new cost. Are we committed to move
Right,
forward?"
because we it's now have to go back to Business Oregon as well and ask them
Right,
for.
and that's what Lisa's going to do tomorrow.
Right. And that's probably going to entail all new, well, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. But we had to go through that whole process of filling out all of these spreadsheets and kind of estimating, what we could afford. And
Yeah, there
so
have to be a consideration there, right? I mean,
right,
okay,
right.
We're not now. At least the good news is the FEMA, I mean, the Business Oregon increase is not, it's like 500K. You know, I
Okay,
forget what it
so
says,
it's not.
500K. It's not
Okay.
300%.
Okay. All
It
right.
really
Well,
is reflective of inflation. So, you
okay.
know, that's something hopefully that they can say, oh yeah, not a problem. That makes sense. So that's done. It's not like a request for a whole new loan or anything like that. It should
Okay.
also be
It's
some kind of amendment process, but
right.
Lisa should be able to find all that out tomorrow.
Okay, but it's mainly the cost increases on the FEMA side.
Mainly the cost increase on because
Okay.
the tank, right? Because
Right,
of
right.
all those changes with the tank. Yeah.
Right. And so
Which
that
of course though makes our cost share higher.
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just real quick, just kind of a side question, and Beth, I think you can probably answer this. So we currently have $128,000 out in a loan from Business Oregon as of right now. Because they've been reimbursing us for these expenses from Verdantis. So should we be paying interest on that? Is the interest accruing?
That was optional, but they said most people start paying it when they're repaying it. You can prepay it, but they discouraged us from doing it.
But it's accruing as we
Oh
take
yeah.
this. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I
Yeah,
just.
on what we've gotten so far.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if they send statements or anything.
Oh, that's
Well,
interesting, Eileen. Yeah.
they'll be, I can't remember when it was, some time period. There's a certain time period after we actually finish the project that we have to start
Paying it back.
paying back the loan,
Right.
and
Right.
that'll include the interest and
Right.
everything. And yeah, I'm sure they're gonna give us a breakdown on all that at that
Right.
point.
Right.
It's a
Right.
good question though, Eileen, and I think that we should once the dust settles and it actually it feels like every other month we're like, is this project really going to happen?
Right. Well, exactly. Well, and not only that, but I mean, that's a liability that we're not reflecting on these treasury reports. So,
Right, sure. That
you
1%
know,
interest.
yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's so, anyways. All right. Very good. Thank you. Oh,
You're
and I actually, sorry, I do have one more thing, and I should have brought this up with the treasury, but I kind of wanted James to do his thing. So, I asked him to submit a draw number four to pay an outstanding Verdantis invoice, Business Oregon. So far, we've been able to cover the cost of the FEMA invoices. He asked if I wanted him to submit a quarterly reimbursement to FEMA, and I told him to hold off because I guess my thought is if this all falls apart, we're going to have
You
to
got to
pay
pay it
FEMA
back.
back. So, I think maybe we'll just kind of continue to
Yeah, as long as
cover
you think
these.
we're okay in terms of the funds that we have, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
You know, there's
okay.
no, because yes, if everything falls through, we're paying FEMA back whatever they've given us.
Right,
So, you know,
yeah,
better to
okay.
not ask for money. We
Yeah,
don't have to.
right, okay. All right, very good. As long as we're kind of all on the same page there. So good. Thank you.
Lisa, you good with that?
I thought that if the tank didn't work out, that we could still have them pay for the design work. So that's where I'm a little
No, we'd
confused.
have to do that phase thing,
Okay.
which we haven't done yet. So yes, we could, you know, so that's true. But
Okay. So
as long as we have the treasury to, as long as we have the funds, I would just not complicate things by, you know, owing FEMA unless we have to.
yes, but we still have to submit that I can't remember. It's a RR something form, and they require it every
Quarterly report.
Yes.
I think
I'm
James
doing
is
it.
okay. You're doing it? Okay, I thought James was doing it.
You know, technology hindered him. It wasn't working, and it takes me about 10 minutes to do it. So James
Okay.
fills it out in the PDF form, and then I fill it out on the web now because
Oh, okay.
it's
Oh, that's
now
awesome.
a
Thank you.
web
So I was
form.
worried about that. So thank you.
Yeah, no
Okay.
worries. And
Okay.
you know, it's a side note. I'll bring it up in a, I'll bring it up when it's time for opens.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lisa, for pointing that out. That's a good thing about that phase thing.
Yeah, if we need it, we have it. So
Yeah. Okay. All right. Onward.
to the
Onward.
website accessibility discussion.
Well, we've got another year. It's not 2027, it's 2028. So
Right.
that's a good thing. So
Yeah, thanks for seeing that, catching that,
yeah.
Eileen. Yeah, that's a whole nother year. So it's basically what, almost a year and a year and 9 months from now or so.
Oh.
So I send everybody the board a report, and a list of the files that are accessed, the number of views that most commonly are accessed, which are turning out to be quite a few. You look back at the when we first started, like say sharing the P&L report, we'd get half a dozen or something people look at it, and now it's quite a few. So
As high
all
as
depends on what.
65.
Yeah, that's really high. I don't know what. Yeah, that last one, but that gives you an idea that people are looking at this information, and so it depends on what the board wants to do to be able to share it after those guidelines are in effect, that we everything has to all the PDFs have to be accessible.
Beth, do we, you know, I mean, I know we have to keep our tax forms for 7 years, you know, right? Do we have those kind of requirements for, you know, like our agendas and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
So
Our
can you,
meeting summaries are like we have to keep them forever,
well,
basically.
we can keep them without having them posted. So
We don't
my
have to
question
have
is,
anything posted on the website. We have to
oh.
have it available. We don't have to have a website. But
Oh.
today, you know, in today's age, you know, everybody has a website. It's convenient. It's easy in most cases for people to access the information, and was easy, really easy for us to share it.
Yeah,
It's
I'm
gonna.
just asking because I was like, okay, how much can we just delete?
We don't have to have a website.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a website. I like our
Right.
website. I think
Right.
our community likes our website. So,
Yeah,
you know.
everybody likes
So
websites
I
to some
think
degree.
maybe our dialogue should be more around what is necessary for us to post.
Right, right,
Okay.
right. And that's why,
Yeah.
you know, knowing what people access
Yeah.
most is helpful.
Yep.
And then comparing it to, I tried to give you kind of a general breakdown on how difficult it is to make
Yeah.
PDFs available. And
Right. Saw that.
then there's always the options of just taking some of the information and copy and paste it to a web page,
Right.
which would in many cases be quicker than reformatting a whole document.
Sure.
And then some of it maybe that isn't requested very often could be just a comment that, hey, if you want a copy,
Yep.
you know, let us know. And we could even have a form on the website for them to request that, and we could ask them what format they want it. Do they want it in an old style PDF emailed to them, or do they want a printed copy and they want to make arrangements to get that,
Get
or
up to the
they
office.
want it mailed to them, or yeah.
So I would like to suggest that the board members. We'll take a look at that list that Beth has given us of the documents that are being accessed and highlight the ones that we think we need to post. I would say that potentially for like agendas, which they pick a lot, We could just have
Right.
a web page that gets updated every month with the agenda.
Right. Well, we do, there's information that we have to share, and one thing we do have to share in some manner is an agenda. We
Yeah, but
could
we could just
post
have
it,
a.
physically post a paper agenda on our bulletin board at the office, but that's old
No, I'm
school.
saying we could have a web page, right? We could add a web page in the format of an agenda and then just update that agenda every month.
You wouldn't need to add a web page. It can just go on the meeting page. There's
Yeah,
room for
sure.
text on the meeting page.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think we need to, as board members, commit to looking at what is being looked at and what do we think, we should do with that, and then go forward from there in terms of what do we actually need to post as a PDF or as a file that is accessible.
And there's things too, maybe, we've been doing, except not the last couple months, but the operations report. We're always putting that up for the meetings.
Yeah.
Spring flow is really important. That could be copied and pasted onto the web page too, for that meeting.
Well,
We don't
I yeah.
always have to have every piece of information from something like the operations report, maybe just the key things that people are most interested in.
Yeah, and clearly, I mean, this list is, it like the P&L budget. It's 531 and 430 and 326 and 226 and 126. P&L budget versus actual is a file that gets accessed, but we don't, obviously we can condense this down to a list of probably 20 or more doc less documents that actually get looked at.
And I like the idea of, if people want to look at something, they can request it. And then we just put out the basic ones in the format that's required. So, and by the time we get it all figured out, there's going to be some software that's going to do it for us and do all this
Yeah,
work
I
for
agree with
nothing.
you, Eileen, because as long as we're making it available like we need to, then great. And then we're going to be able to see, what's the real requirement from the community, and then we can, say if someone is, I just think that we need to minimize the cost to the community to do this simply because people access the information. We need to figure out what do they really need posted versus curiously look at.
Well, not only that, Teresa, it's a time thing, and I think we all have got our own agenda, we're busy. So, and
Well,
this is
yeah, I
just one
mean,
more thing.
honestly, I thought no way any of us are going to, any of us volunteers are going to agree to this. We'd have to pay an office person to do that. So that's a cost to the community.
Only kind of unique thing to think about is our meeting recordings. I don't know if you noticed that we basically can't. Won't be able to put those up on the website.
Okay.
But and Streamline suggests putting them somewhere else that can take recordings. They suggest YouTube, but then you have to do some editing to add a, because YouTube is a video platform, and you'd have to add a
Or you
static.
know what? We just don't post it anymore.
Well, a lot of people like to
Oh, I know they
listen to the
like to.
recording, so that
Maybe.
might be something to query the customers on it. But there
Now,
could be some real
here's my
simple
thought on that,
things.
Beth, and it might be a little hard-nosed, but if it's going to cost the community for us to do this, because half a
Well,
dozen or even a dozen people out of 200 want to listen to it or watch it or whatever, sorry, there's a summary available. If you really want to see the video, join us.
Show
Well,
up. We wouldn't do videos probably. We wouldn't have to do videos. We just
that's what I'm
need
saying.
a
If
static
they.
image, but we can upload those to Google Drive.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to manage that, and I'm not going to sign up to manage it.
Well, it's like uploading it to the web
Oh, I
page. I
know it's
mean,
easy enough to do, but then if there's a problem and people can't access it and they want to, they need help or whatever, someone's got to manage it.
yeah, but it's really not much different, but it is maybe in one extra step. Pretty
Oh,
simple.
I agree, but we all know technology doesn't always work. And so that means somebody's got to manage it.
Well, I suggest that we take a look at the information that Beth sent, which is very thorough. Thank you, Beth.
Yes, thank you.
And kind of come to a consensus on, okay, let's focus on this stuff. Let's focus
Right.
on this, and I like the idea of a request form for other things that are, kind of miscellaneous. If somebody wants to read the auditor's report or something like that
Right,
they
'cause
can
those are like,
request that.
yeah. Yeah, and that's why I kind of tried to show what some of the stuff is really easy. Some of it isn't. Some of it, and like the audit reports are 25 to 35 pages. So each page has to be remediated and have the formatting tags added. On the other hand, a notice and agenda, and if you noticed, I think on the list it shows, might show a few of them that I've done recently that I can make them accessible, They're actually pretty easy, at least for me to do, with LibreOffice, and should be easy with Microsoft Office.
Well, do you want to get hired, Beth? We could hire you. You could do this as a side project for us.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah, that's
possibility.
why I say, let's make a list of the documents, individual types of documents that are being accessed, and then we can just make a decision on that, on those items on the list.
Yeah, you got to understand some of this formatting though is mo no more difficult than marking some text and saying I want this bold or changing the font size. It's the same type of thing. It's just a number of them that are just absolutely required. So,
We'll
on a simple
appreciate your
document, it's easy.
expertise there, and you can guide us as we go through. And we're like, we don't want to do this. And you can say, oh, but that'll just take a couple minutes and easy to do. And we're like, okay, then we'll do it. Or then we're like, oh, we should do this. Oh, you don't really don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
Just
guys.
wanted to put a next step out there for us to move forward.
And so, yeah, and one other thing, I know that the meter readings are pretty important to people, quite a few people. The ones that it is important to is really important, and there might be some alternative things we can do with that too.
Yeah, I wasn't. Oh, there they are. I was like, okay. They get access for pretty available. Okay. Yeah, let's just make a list of,
Okay.
Hello?
That's not happening.
Can I? Hi.
Denise.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know if we can put in our 2 cents worth, but what we like to look at. And we have listed them. We like to look at the water readings, and if available, the water flow, and the recordings of the meetings, the agenda, and the budget.
Okay.
Those are our bullets. So just thought I'd let you know.
Perfect. Thank you.
If no one has any other questions, we're going to move on to ordinances, which we have none. And then we have two resolutions that we need to vote on. Eileen, do you want to take it away?
Yes. So there's two resolutions. Hold on just a second. I can pull those up. So there's two resolutions. Resolution number 2026-40, resolution of the Otter Rock Water District adopting Lincoln County Grant Fund. And this is, this should have been done when we received that $50,000 grant from Lincoln County. And that was one of the things that was on the auditor's report, that there was that discrepancy. And I didn't give it much thought after that. But then when I was doing the budget, I was reading one of our LB11 forms, and it mentioned these resolutions in order to create these funds. So anyways, it's, so that's what this is. Basically, it's whereas the Lincoln County, Oregon awarded Otter Rock Water District 50,000 grant for the purpose of spring rehabilitation in January of 2025. So it's a resolution, and it just kind of spells out that those funds were received back in 2025, and here's the resolution. So we need to approve that one. These are both sitting over at the office, by the way, for signatures. And then I also put on there that whereas the 24-25 audit found a discrepancy and that the resolution was not created at the time of the grant award. So it's kind of spelled out in there. And then the other one is a resolution adopting FEMA Business Oregon matching grant fund. Even though we haven't received that yet, we created that. That's one of the line items in our budget. So that's the other one. It's basically a matching grant for the purpose of covering a 10% repayment to the FEMA grant awarded as part of the overall infrastructure project. So those are the two resolutions we need to approve, please.
I make a motion that we approve 2026-40 Lincoln County Grant Fund Resolution and 2026-41 FEMA Business Oregon Cost Share Grant Fund Resolution.
I second it.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
motion resolutions pass, and I'll go down and sign them tomorrow.
Thanks, Lisa.
Excellent.
Next on the agenda is public comments. No one has a question about the $6.5 million. Putting it out there.
What was your statement, Lisa? Oh, no one has a
Anyone
comment
have any
about
question about the $6.5 million? Speak now.
Yeah. Guess not a shock.
It's not really. Beth, do you want to say anything more? Because you usually have a no? Well, I want to. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
she does.
Yes.
I do have a request that we haven't had the spring flow from the operations report since March on the website.
Okay.
And so,
The reports aren't on there?
no. Under the meetings, no.
I've been putting them up for since when?
Well, I think the last one was the March. I don't know. I'd have to look back. But anyway,
Okay.
just a few months. But I haven't seen them. They aren't on for tonight's. But well, you didn't get one, right?
Didn't get one. Yeah. I'll look back. I'll look back, Beth, and update it.
Oh, I guess there is one for May,
Okay.
and not one for
Yeah.
June.
No, because we don't post June's until we get July's meter reading report.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at the June meeting, we didn't get the
Oh,
previous
yeah,
one.
sure.
It would, yeah. Yeah, so in May we got the April or the, yeah.
Yeah, along those lines, I'll just tell you.
They're a month, the month before, but yeah, they're usually with the meeting where we have that
Yeah, where they
information
shared it.
available from the month before.
Right. Yeah, I've been a
That's
little
it.
frustrated with getting the meter reading report because, way back when, a few months back, probably 6 months at this point, I asked them to, why were we getting it so sporadically? And they said, well, because you get it differently than everybody else. So I'm like, well,
Right.
put us with everybody else, right? And so supposedly they're putting us with everybody else, which means we were supposed to get it at the middle of the month.
Well, they were reading
Last
at the
month I
middle of the
got
month.
on June 29th. I'm like, how can I post this as May's usage when I'm getting it at the end of June? So I haven't been real happy with that. But there's no one here to even, share that frustration with.
And Teresa, that would be one of my main concerns with the whole project management thing, is
I know.
them submitting the information to FEMA and Business Oregon. I mean,
Sure.
we can't hardly get invoices from them consistently. So that would be
That's
my biggest.
definitely, yeah.
That would be
It's a
a
valid
big,
concern. It's a valid concern.
is if they,
150K or not, it's a valid concern.
if they really are capable of doing that. So anyways, you guys, good meeting.
I have a couple things if Beth's done. Beth, you
Yeah,
done?
I'm done.
Any other customer public comments? Just a couple things. First, I want to thank Beth again for her continued commitment. Beth, and I know she talked to you, Eileen, and you were on it, but we did not get Beth pinged me on the day it was due because we hadn't seen it yet, the
Oh,
consumer confidence report. And so I had to call Jessica and, send her a note. And oh, it's already very frustrating, but thank you, Beth. I would not have even known we needed to follow up on that if it wasn't for Beth. So thank you, Beth.
And I think she asked me, and it just went out
Yeah,
the
no worries, because we got it in the deadline, but as Beth said, again, another data point about Northwest Natural Performance, that is a confidence report for 2025. They have 6 months to prepare that report and get it posted, and we get it the day it's due, July 1st.
Yeah, it's a boilerplate report, except for just the year
Few
before
numbers.
test results. You know, that's all they have to plug in is,
Probably takes them all of 10 minutes.
if that, yeah.
Right. Anyways, I want to thank Beth for that because she's
Well,
watching
it's
out
on
for
my
us.
calendar because I've been doing the communications and we email it out. So it was on my calendar to that, you know, make
It
sure
was
you
Zoom.
plan on doing it.
The
So
other thing I wanted to let the board know is that Rod did follow up. Again, thanks to Beth for all that information about the brush piles around the community. He did talk to the fire department. They can't, there's nothing that they can require, but they're going to contact the owners of the properties and just
oh.
talk to them about fire safety management. So he was able to get as much contact information as was available for those properties from Dell, and he has sent that off to the fire chief.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good. Yeah, the county records have the
Hopefully it
information.
makes an impact.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
Yes,
Yes.
thank you, Rod.
And that's all I have.
And I wanted to thank Beth again for the website accessibility. That's a big project, and I so appreciate you doing that because there's no way in heck I could ever have the time. So I just appreciate you, and I appreciate your work, and I just want to say thank you.
Ditto.
Wasn't all that hard, but
Oh,
took a
it's a lot
long
more
time.
bandwidth than I have, Beth. So thank you. And no other comments, questions, queries. I'm going to stop recording at 7:11. Oops, wrong button. Stop recording.